Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And happening today on Capitol Hill, the House is set to vote on a bill that would release the Epstein files. Today's vote comes after President Trump urged Republicans over the weekend to support the measure. Meanwhile, former Harvard president and ex-Treasury Secretary under President Clinton, Larry Summers, says he will be stepping back from all public commitments over his previous ties to Epstein. The move coming after emails released by the House last week shows years of correspondence between the two, including Summers asking Epstein for relationship advice. Summers giving this statement to Fox, quote, "I am deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein. While continuing to fulfill my teaching obligations, I will be stepping back from public commitments as one part of my broader effort."
Sounds like Larry Summers. Lee knows he's in the Epstein files.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I couldn't be happier about this. Please, let's just get this out. Just dump it all out. Please, let's do this.
Yeah. I am too. I completely agree. This is a distraction. There's nothing new here. This is a distractant to distract us from the stuff that you're talking about, basically.
The really, yes. Really important stuff. And, yeah. And here's the thing. I really want to know what's in them. I want to know what Trump was so important to Trump to protect, to keep people from seeing, that he was willing to take a permanent 5-point hit in the polls. This has devastated him. Yeah. And with Joe Biden, you can go look at Rasmussen's the only one that runs a permanent tracker on presidents every single day, their approval rating, right? So we have it for Joe Biden. You can see Joe Biden, Afghanistan, he just took a dip, never came back. Came up a little, but he never could hit the highs he was at before. Trump has one of those now, too. It's in July. And you can actually go to the Rasmussen site and see it. It's devastating. Before that, he was routinely polling 50, 52%. You can get a lot done with your agenda when you're polling at that level. That's all I care about is his agenda, which he's doing great on, mind you. Until he came out and said, "No, I'm not releasing the Epstein files. And if you disagree with that, I don't want your support." People went, fine. 5% of his support walked off. Right now, for the last month polling period, 44% low. It's killing him. This is everywhere. I mean, I'm getting texts from people who are kind of mushy moderate Republicans going, "Why is Trump a pedophile?" I mean, this is bad, bad, bad news. The Democrats are really making headway with this. You could see it in the polling.
Apparently, it's not true either.
No, it's not. But when you tell tell people on the campaign trail you're going to release it, Pam Bondi and Alina Haba, who is Trump's personal attorney and then general counsel, goes out there. They do a whole media tour building up anticipation for the release of it.
Yeah,
you say nothing, and then you put out some warmed over stuff that was in the media a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you do that. And then when people are like, "Well, don't you have the Epstein stuff? You said you did." And Trump says, you know, comes out and says, "Hey, you know what? I don't even want your support. I'm not releasing it. If you don't agree with that, then fine, don't support me." Go look on Rasmussen's polling. Look at July forward. It's almost straight down. And I'm telling you, when you're seeing a 44% like he is right now, and I trust Rasmussen, I do. I really do. I mean, they'll give you the good and the bad. You're sitting at 44%, guess what? You're not getting even Republicans to go to bat for you on your agenda. They're only afraid of you, Lee, when you're sitting at 49, 50, 51. They're not afraid of you at 44. This is why he wasn't taken seriously in his last presidency. This Epstein thing is killing him.
Isn't it interesting how most of the worst wounds that both Democrat and Republican politicians incur are self-inflicted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're self-inflicted. This wound this week with the last week with H-1B visas was unlike almost anything I've ever seen anyone inflict on themselves. It was not as bad as Joe Biden in Afghanistan, but it was about half that. It was really, really bad. I mean, it's so bad that Ron DeSantis rises from the dead and goes back out on the campaign well, trail for president. I mean, because he's
dead,
figuring,
maybe.
Well,
maybe
no, literally, no. I mean, but, like yeah. politically dead. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's done. It's his last term as governor, right? I mean, he's no yes, way forward right. now, right? I mean, he just went on a campaign trail because he's thinking, "Wow, J.D. Vance gets tarred with that. I beat him in a primary."
Yeah.
That's how bad that was. What's interesting is the worst hits on Trump have come from Trump. Democrats can't even touch him.
Right.
Trump. It's a Rush used to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Trump made himself, so only Trump could take himself
right.
out.
Exactly.
That was Rush's golden right. rule, and mm-hmm. and you're seeing it. He'd be pointing it out now. So Trump, I want this Epstein stuff out so that Trump's numbers can come back up because people are going to see he's not in these files. And I don't know why he's protecting the people who are. It is beyond me.
Yeah.
I suspect what has happened is that there was compromise. There was blackmail material. Our CIA and FBI or whoever has it. And when he came into office, they explained to him, hey, we need you to help us. You can't put all this out there. Right. There's heads of state we know in there.
Yeah.
Big ones. People who are our allies, that'll complicate trade deals. So my theory is it's going to be something like that. But he finally capitulated. But here's the thing. Trump can get stubborn on some stuff. It's just, he's just not going to be made to do something. And I think that's how this Epstein thing was. And he just gets stubborn and digs in. And here's the problem that he has. And I think that this is the reason he's backing this over the weekend, telling Republicans to vote to release it. They were going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to go down in opposition to that.
Right, exactly.
He wants to be on the right side.
Yeah, you don't want to take another self-inflicted defeat. Wound.
Right. But, I mean, this is devastating. I'm looking at the daily polling for Trump. It's devastating. Last couple of days he's been at 44. He's been at 45. He's right now sitting at 47 from they've got today's out already. So, which is from the day before. So it's the 17th published on the 18th. So, I mean, he bounces between 44 and 47. That's not good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And it needs to end. We need to stop protecting Epstein. We need to stop protecting the Johns, and we need to put this out now. Here's the crazy part. What the American people do not know, and I do wish Trump had explained this, Democrats voted to block the release last week.
Yeah.
They had a chance to release this last week. So this is Trump smartly, finally, on Epstein maneuvering and going, okay, the Democrats are voting to block it. I'm going to get on the side of the release so that when Democrats vote to block it, it'll be real clear to the American people, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it will.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is ridiculous. Okay, you've seen this. Meanwhile, it's just come out. Stacey Plaskett, Democrat from the U.S. Virgin Islands, is literally sitting there texting back and forth with Epstein in 2019 as they together are plotting to bring down Trump. Think the American people know that? I don't know. You want to know what the real scandal was with Epstein? Just came out about a week and a half ago. Comey's daughter, who was a federal, remember we fired her and the media acted like it was an atrocity?
Right.
Well, now we know why. Comey's daughter tried to cut a deal with Epstein. And now we know why they put him in prison when Trump was president. They put him in prison and said, okay, listen, give us something we can use on Trump. Make it up. We don't care. But it's got to be something Trump can't disprove. And they offered that to Epstein. Said, look, we will let you out of prison, but you've got to make something up on Trump. That somehow is not a scandal.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way. Well, this is the same woman who, by the way, if we wanted to know who the Johns were, the courts, there's two separate courts, one in Florida, federal, and one in New York, federal. They have all the Johns. They have the names. They have the victim. They have everything. Well, why can't we just release that? Well, because Comey's daughter spent a lot of her time fighting FOIA lawsuits, including by Judicial Watch and the Gateway Pundit, to get the names of the Johns, finally got judges to seal them in both Florida and New York. Liberal judges appointed by Obama and Biden, yeah. Conveniently.
Yeah.
Which are the only kind that ever get these cases. Exactly. That's why we don't know their names. Trump doesn't even have to release this. The courts have it, but she got it blocked. They finally fired her. So you want to know the real Epstein scandal? That's it right there. Comey's sweet little girl. What a nightmare she must be. Oh, that family. What is Thanksgiving like in that family? What the heck?
Wonder what they're plotting at the dinner table.
Yeah, but I just want to show you just the duplicity here, okay? So this is, the scandal's just come out. It's Stacey Plaskett, representative from the U.S. Virgin Islands. And, you know, she's literally going back and forth with Epstein as they plot what questions to ask to tar Trump with the scandal, right? Okay. Now, who's Plaskett? Oh, just another Democrat who wants to advocate for sexually trafficked women? No. She took $32,000 from Epstein. A 2023 Business Insider investigation showed Epstein donated large sums of money to her. And after Epstein's arrest in 2019, she initially refused to return the campaign donations, but reversed course after public backlash. Now listen to this, who she really is. This shows you how the Democrats are with Epstein. They are so in bed with him. No pun intended.
Oh, boy, but that was...
I know, I'm getting cheesy like you.
That's
you
good.
Did a good job with this yesterday. I'm trying to outdo you. We'll see who wins by the end of the show. Okay, in 2023, six Epstein accusers sued government officials in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including Representative Plaskett, the Democrat, you know, the one he's feeding the questions to.
Mm-hmm.
Alleging that they helped and benefited from Epstein's sex trafficking enterprise in U.S. territory. Wait. The victim sued her?
Wow.
Yeah, just another Democrat trying to protect some sex trafficking victims. So Hakeem Jeffries, who for the at least next 5 minutes till he's replaced by a socialist, we're going to get into that in a minute.
Damn.
Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, was hit by this yesterday. Like, wait, you guys are literally working with Epstein to craft the questions to try to hang Trump.
Mm-hmm. Peter Jeffries. Why should Americans trust you and House Democrats on the Jeffrey Epstein files when one of your own, Congresswoman Plaskett, was found to be texting with Jeffrey Epstein during a hearing, getting information from him, using that in her questioning during a congressional hearing. And at one point, he tells her, good job.
This is a bipartisan effort to make sure that, consistent with what the survivors have requested, that there's full and complete transparency. And every single predator who may be in those Justice Department files doesn't escape accountability.
Thanks. Boy. Hakeem Jeffries should get an invitation to Dancing with the Stars because he tap danced all around that.
Yeah, he did. He did. But here's the thing. Here's what you want. This is my prediction. They will vote to do this, right? Because nobody wants to run in their primary like you voted against release of the Epstein docs, right? Nobody wants to. They'll pass it in Congress and we'll go, hi, we're going to get the Epstein docs. And then we won't get them.
Yeah, exactly.
They just won't come out. Just watch.
Just like that full report on the Trump assassination.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Here's the other thing. Again, I'm not even convinced that if Pam Bondi was directed by Congress and Kash Patel was directed by Congress, because it's really the FBI that has them. It's not even the DOJ. That they could even actually physically go and get them and extract them. I don't think they can. I think that's the fallacy here. I could be wrong. Maybe they're hiding this stuff. But I don't think they have, again, enough control of these agencies to get these documents. And I don't think they come out. And I think that ends up being a scandal for Trump. Let's see how close I get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.